Well, we hit the 100-degree mark yesterday, of course. That was the first time since May 27th of 2019, so it'd been more than 3 years. But we do average between one and two 100-degree days each year, so it's a little more unusual to have waited that long than it is to get a 100-degree day. That did break the record yesterday, the daily record of 99 set in 1998. But the hottest ever was 104 degrees in Jacksonville, so we've been hotter, if that's any consolation. And it is the 96th 100-degree day in Jacksonville, going back to 1871. Today, while it's not technically as hot, it's still going to feel terribly hot because the humidity will be higher today than it was yesterday. So even though temperatures will be several degrees lower, the feel-like temperatures will at least be as high as yesterday and in some cases even hotter. So feel-like temperatures 105 to 110. But today we get scattered inland showers and storms to develop. That's right, mainly inland. The beach is very, very dry. We'll not get much out of this weather pattern, unfortunately. You'll get a few showers and storms in a few spots. But the coverage will range from roughly a quarter of the area over the next few days of the beaches to almost 100% coverage west of I-95, at least at one time or another. But it continues to look like a primarily inland thing right through the weekend. But the onshore flow, the wind out of the east, will allow for at least a shower storm chance, especially in the morning at the beaches, and then more inland as we get into the afternoon. That's the best chance for rain. So cross your fingers. It still does not look like our true wet season is going to kick in. And I'm really tapered off the chances early next week to just some isolated showers or storms. There continue to be some hints in the longer range as we get into July of some wetter weather. But that's not surprising, of course. And we have not kicked off our wet season, which is the longest in about 15 years to go without kicking off our wet season by this time. So we need that rain. Without a doubt. And so today we reached the mid-90s, and by noon the first isolated showers or storms along I-95 and then shifting more inland and becoming more numerous as we go through the afternoon and evening. And that will drop those temperatures some, of course, too. And then over the weekend, it's not as hot at least. Highs will only be around 90 thanks to sustained winds off of the Atlantic. Beaches will stay in the 80s. Water temperatures are now in the mid-80s, which is not terribly far from where we typically are this time of year. It's a little bit above average, but not that much. And we'll see showers and storms primarily inland, and even those aren't going to be numerous necessarily over the weekend, at least not in our particular listening area of northeastern Florida. So there'll be a lot of dry hours, in other words, a lot of sunscreen. Sunburn times will be down around 10 minutes or so. Surf will be a little bit rougher with the onshore flow, but it's not that strong, but a moderate rip current risk, so obviously use extra care. Never swimming and surfing without a buddy, and always as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. And then as we get into next week, it doesn't look like a whole lot of change, at least early in the week, just an isolated shower or storm Monday and Tuesday, seasonably hot temperatures around 90 degrees and just a few degrees lower at the beaches. Meanwhile, in the tropics, I am tracking a strong tropical wave that came off the coast of Africa on Wednesday and is working its way westward now. There is the potential for longer-term development. I've been talking about this all week long. It could be into the Caribbean by the middle and end of next week. Looks like it might be a little faster process now. But all indications are that a good old Bermuda high is going to stay strong and firm over the U.S. and the Atlantic. And if that's the case, this takes the low road, so to speak. It rolls into and across the Caribbean and into Central America and or perhaps Mexico. But all indications are this stays far away from Jacksonville and northeastern Florida as I see it now. Now, it's more than a week away, so we got to keep that in mind. And forecasts can and might change. But it looks like it stays well south of Florida and more than likely well south of any of the U.S. So that's something to track. We'll keep you updated, of course, round the clock, talking the tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com, updated every single day during the hurricane season. That includes weekends. So check it out. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with OE Weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV. And hopefully my full voice will be back by Monday. Take care.